Hey folks, Scott Weingart here, and this is the MCRIT Podcast. If you've been listening to the MCRIT Podcast over the years, you know that the last episode of the year is always a recap of the great things I've discovered in the foam world over the past year, and that's what we're going to do today. But before we get to that, if you have not already registered for SMAC, which is, by the way, the best resuscitation and critical care conference in the universe, then you are missing out. You've already missed out on all the workshops. You've missed out on the early bird specials. And now you'll have to pay full price. But you should pay full price. In fact, you should pay double. In fact, triple. You know, Roger, Ali, start each day just doubling the cost of SMAC. Because even at those insane rates at the time, right before the conference, it would still be worth it. Because it's basically the best conference ever. So if you haven't registered, you're a fool. And you should get on that. Also, before we start, I'd just like to thank all of you. I do this every year, and each year my gratitude grows. You folks are the best audience I could have ever imagined having. I mean, I never imagined having anything like this. MCRIT continues to be a source of shocking surprise for me. I never thought we'd get to this many episodes. I never thought we'd have people continuing to listen, so thank you. If you're a CME subscriber, double thank yous, because you make it possible. Let's get to what you want to hear, which is the great stuff that I discovered over 2014. These are in no particular order. As I go through the year, I just have a post already set up for this, and I just add them in as we're going through the year. So please don't think they're in order of love or goodness. They are all lovely and good. But number one here, the RAGE podcast, The Resuscitationist's Awesome Guide to Everything. A bold title, but they managed to satisfy. This is Chris Nixon, Cliff Reed, Haney Malamut, Michaela Kartner, and Carol Habig. And they do a phenomenal job. They don't come out very often, which I actually like, because they're a long-form podcast. You know, they're a good hour and a half. And this way I know when one comes out, I've been waiting for it, I've been anticipating, and it's going to be great. And I just set aside some time and I listen and I love it. If you want to start with one episode, I think my favorite, because it has one of my favorite people in the world, Mark Wilson, is the Neuro Rage. So that's one of the recent ones. Check that out and I think you will love it. I mean, these people are well known to us in the phone world, which is going to be a recurring theme throughout this recommendation show. But these folks got together, they put together a group podcast, and it kills. All right, next up, Critical Care Reviews. And this is Rob McSweeney. It is an amazing website, but if you never check out his website, what you should do is just register for his free weekly email, and in your box each week on Sunday, you will get a list of the important critical care and resuscitation articles that came out over the past week. And this can be your surrogate to reading journals. You know, if you just never want to have a pile of journals on your floor collecting dust because you'll never read them, you could do a pretty good job of just reading the ones that look like they'd be interesting to your practice from critical care reviews. It wouldn't hit emergency medicine, but it would get the critical care stuff. And Rob's doing all the work for you. The site as well is great. I did a Wii on this with Rob, so you could check that out. That's linked in the show notes, mcrit.org/140. And you could hear Rob talking about why he does what he does and how he does it. And I don't quite know how he does it because it's an insane amount of work. But you should just subscribe to that email immediately. There's no reason not to. Even if you are busy that week, you can't read it, you're like, I don't want to see any new articles, then just, you know, put it in your archive folder. But when you do have some time, it's the perfect resource to finding out the good things that have happened in critical care that week. Next up, The Poison Review has previously been featured as a recommendation for a blog to check out in, I don't even know which year, it's probably like 4 years ago. They now have a podcast as well. That seems to be a theme, is that all of the bloggers are coming over to where the good stuff is, which is the podcast realm. And so Leon Gusso of The Poison Review has gotten together with Teresa Kim, Steve Axe, and Jenny Liu, in addition to random guests they bring in for the various episodes. And they just do a toxicology podcast, which is excellent. And I really enjoy, and it's quick moving, and they are obviously super smart when it comes to tox, so I think you will like it. The Poison Review Podcast. All right, let's go to a pure website base. They do not have a podcast. Who knows what'll happen next year, but for now, they are just a website, a blog, and they are doing a fantastic job with it. It's The Bottom Line, The Bottom Line Review. They are taking all the important articles in critical care and putting the journal club eye to them, of really dissecting out through the evidence, telling you what you could trust and what you can't about these articles. And I just love it. I read every single post they put out, and they have not disappointed me yet. This is Duncan Shambler, Dave Slessor, Steve Matthau, and Adrian Wong. If I'm mispronouncing anyone's names for any of these, please, I'm sorry, I'm an American, and just let me know, and I will profusely apologize in the comments. The Bottom Line Review. Next up, another podcast, Taming the Shrew. Now, you not might not know how to spell this. It's Taming the S-R-U, but it's pronounced shrew. And it is a resuscitation podcast. They have a focus on EMS and pre-hospital medicine, but also resuscitation in the hospital. And this is out of the University of Cincinnati. It's Jeff Hill and Bill Hinckley. Great stuff. Taming the Shrew. Go over to the show notes if you can't find it because you're spelling it wrong, and you will find the link to both their site and to their iTunes link. Next up is a website called Deranged Physiology. And this is a compilation of all sorts of learning and knowledge and notes on intensive care and physiology. It's by Alex Yartsev. I have not met this gentleman, but his site is really good, and I just pop in there. I read a couple of the articles. I pop back out, and I'm really enjoying it. So check that out and see what you think. And then last, but certainly not least, is another blog that has been in the recommendation lists for MCRIT that now has a podcast, and it's my friends from St. Emlyn's. I love all of these people so much, and I am so happy to hear their voices on iTunes. Simon Carley, Rick Boddy, Natalie May, Ian Beardsall, and I think Alan Grayson's part of the podcast as well, though I don't recall hearing him yet, but I bet I will in the future. And these are the folks that do the St. Emlyn's blog, which is amazing, and now are doing a podcast. And so far I've been really impressed with just how quickly they've mastered the forum and really made it their own and really have brought their own unique wit and way of teaching to this new venue. So congratulations, my friends. I wanted to recommend some non-medical stuff as well. A couple books. One of these is, I guess they're both kind of fantasy. I read everything. I predominantly read fiction, though I find myself reading a ton of nonfiction as well. And these two are fiction, and I guess they're in the fantasy realm. The first one's Name of the Wind, which is part of a trilogy, and I think if you start reading the first one, you will immediately buy parts 2 and 3 because they are just really phenomenal. It's by an author I love named Patrick Rothfuss, and the trilogy is called The Kingkiller Chronicles. Everyone I've recommended them to has loved them. I think you will as well. And then a book that has won tons of awards, The Golem and the Genie, which is set in latter-day New York. And it's somewhat supernatural, and yet really it's just using the fantasy realm as a window to look into the issues that we all deal with in terms of love, life, and purpose. So check those two books out, Name of the Wind and The Golem and the Genie. And then I'll recommend one podcast. I've actually started listening to probably like a score of podcasts this year that are new and fantastic, but I'll just recommend one. And it's You Are Not So Smart, and it's a podcast by a psychologist on heuristics, cognitive biases, delusions, and I've just been really loving it. And if you like this kind of thing, and I think a lot of people who are my friends in the foam world do, then you will like this podcast. So that's it. That is the MCRIT recommendations for 2014. Put out a Wii soon for the first post in 2015. You'll also be hearing about a brand new project I'm working on with the folks from the Ultrasound Podcast, with my friend Haney Malamut, and hopefully a good portion of you folks listening. And it's going to be something very different and good, but we will see where that goes. You'll be hearing about that in 2015. Scott Weingart for the MCRIT podcast saying bye-bye. Yeah, that's right, Sabrina. Bye-bye.